My guest at this time is Kate Anderson. She is legal counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom. She is also a key member of the Center for Conscience Initiatives at the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF played a leading role in defending Jack Phillips. He is the Colorado cake baker, head of Masterpiece Cake Shop, who scored a victory at the Supreme Court on Monday by a 7-2 decision that ruled that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had unfairly treated him in his refusal on firmly held religious convictions to deny customizing a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. And Kate, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What was the reaction at ADF today when this decision came down?
Oh, we're very pleased. This is a significant win for religious freedom, and it's a great decision from the court that affirms the basic freedom for everybody to live and work according to their religious beliefs without fear of unjust punishment from the government. And that's a great thing for Jack, and it's a great thing for everybody today.
Just back up and give our listeners a little bit of the details here, because there's been some confusion on what Mr. Phillips was willing to do and wasn't willing to do. So just briefly explain what was at the heart of the conflict here.
Jack serves all customers in his shop, but he cannot create all messages or celebrate all events. So Jack creates custom wedding cakes, and he only does that for marriages that are in accord with his religious beliefs. He cannot create a custom message on a cake that would celebrate a vision of marriage that violates his religious beliefs. So that was what was at issue in this case.
One of the things that's been at issue is that some say that, Jack offered them a cake that he'd already made. It was generically frosted or whatever, and they turned that down because they wanted something specifically made. And so he was willing to give them something, just not exactly what they wanted for that particular ceremony. Is that generally how it played out?
Yes, absolutely. Jack serves everybody, and these two gentlemen were no exception. He offered to sell them anything in his shop. He just explained that he cannot create custom wedding cake designs that send a message that violates his conscience. In this case, a cake that is custom in nature and sends the message celebrating a vision of marriage that violates his conscience.
What's been the toll on Mr. Phillips, both financially and otherwise?
Well, the commission ruled against him and showed a great deal of hostility in that ruling. They ordered him to create cakes for same-sex weddings despite his religious beliefs if he created any wedding cakes. So he has had to stop creating wedding cakes. It's been about a 40% hit on his business. The commission also ordered him to re-educate all of his staff in accord with the commission's views on marriage, and mostly it's his family that works for him. So he was ordered to essentially re-educate his family on these issues.
So now what? Now he can go back to doing what he was doing before?
Well, now he can live according to his religious beliefs, which is a great thing for everyone. The court was clear in this that a government cannot be hostile to religious beliefs, and that the government, in applying the laws, must be fair and respectful of people's religious beliefs. And so Jack will be able to live and work according to his views.
Get into that a little bit more, Kate, because some people are reading this as a narrow ruling, not on the margin, 7-2, but that they see this ruling really dealing with the specifics of this case and maybe does not necessarily provide a broader view that could also impact the Baronell-Stutzman case and the Brush and Nib case that I know you guys are dealing with, as well as the videographers up in Minnesota and so many other cases. Because in his majority opinion, Justice Kennedy, who also wrote the majority opinion that legalized same-sex marriage in this country, said there exists this tension between protecting LGBT rights and protecting religious freedom and religious conscience. So do you read it that there are some circumstances where somebody like Jack Phillips would be required to customize the cake, or is it not that way?
No, this is a significant win on religious freedom issues, where I think people are characterizing it as narrow, and I don't necessarily agree with that distinction. But the court ruled based on the hostility of the government in this case, because it was clear in this case, and I believe the court needed to send a loud and clear message to Colorado that they needed to be respectful of Jack's beliefs. But they left on the table claims related to free speech that are very much an issue, as well as the free exercise issues with Baronell and with Brush and Nib and with other cases. So there are cases coming up through the courts that probably will put the free speech issues more squarely before the court. And certainly there were some justices and concurrences that were concerned about the free speech implications. But for today, given the facts of the case, what's clear is that the government needs to stop discriminating against people of faith. And some of the free speech issues are left for another day.
Do you think that this essentially takes away the ferocity of this debate, or because the free speech issues are still out there to be resolved, that this is only going to intensify until the court takes a broader view on these things?
I don't know. I think the take home from today is that the government needs to respect religious beliefs. And that's something that certainly was at issue in Baronell's case. There was deep hostility showed by the attorney general in the way that case came about. There was no complaint. He filed the case against her sort of on his own accord based on information he had. And he went after her personally. So the kinds of hostility that were concerned to the court in Jack's case exist in other cases like Baronell's and in many of our other cases. But I do think that the court will at some point litigate and decide some of the free speech issues as well.
Last question, and I hate to end on a negative one, given that you enjoyed such a big victory today, and that is, what would have been the impact if the court had not ruled in this way and had ruled in favor of the state?
I think it would be a sad thing for everybody. What I hope comes of this decision is a unifying force for people on both sides of the issue of same-sex marriage. Civil liberties run together, and so when one person's rights to live according to their beliefs are violated, everybody's beliefs are at risk. And I hope that everyone can see that this strong decision that the government needs to respect people's ability to live and work according to their beliefs is something that goes both ways and means that everybody's protected in their particular beliefs.
And just as an exit, this is a classic example of the work that ADF does, correct? You provide legal assistance for people in exactly these situations when their religious freedom, religious expression, religious conscience rights have allegedly been violated in a significant way, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the purpose behind that is to protect everybody's rights to free speech and free exercise.
Kate, congratulations on the win today, and thanks very much for
your
time today.
Thank you so much.
Kate Anderson is legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. She is also a key member of the Center for Conscience Initiatives. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.